Hi, I'm Nisha. Today I'm going to talk about some random things, whatever's on my mind at the moment. So, I've had a long day. Denver's on lockdown. We can't go outside or do anything unless it's for food or groceries, or unless it's an emergency or we're going to the pharmacy. And it starts at 5 o'clock all the way to April 10th. That's kind of annoying. Dang. That's really crazy. Also, there's a lot going on. School's out basically, but I'm in college, so basically all my classes are online. I miss all of my friends. I miss all of my friends dearly. That's crazy. But everything else is good. I can see my family, my nephews, my sister, my brother, my mom, my stepmom, my dad, all these other nice people. And I can see all of my old high school friends too now. But now I can't because we can't hang out. Unless I go to their house or something, but I can't go to their house. So, but we have more time to talk to each other. That's a perk, you know? Also, we have a lot of other things to talk about. Why am I starting a podcast? Well, a lot of my friends told me I'm pretty funny, but I feel like only pretty funny in person because I'm black, and when I record myself or talk, I sound white, but then in person I sound different. It's really weird. But it's a perk because I've gotten many job interviews because of that. But I did face discrimination from a job because I wasn't white one time, but it was okay. You gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna knock her game or nothing. I knew I was the perfect candidate for the job. She just didn't want me, so I'm just saying, because I'm the best. I'm just saying, it's not I'm the best, but I'm the best. That's my mindset. I gotta be the best at everything. Not everything, but everything that I'm good at. Everything that I know and that I'm good at, I'm the best at that. I don't know any other person with the same skills as me. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own different sets of skills, and my skills are just better. Oh my god. But they're not better, but I feel like I invest more time into myself than any other 18-year-old these days, because there's many 18-year-olds that are my age, but I turned 19 in May. But people my age, I'm one of the best people within my age range, let's say that. And then eventually I'm going to be the best people, not people, the best person as I get older. And those people who are below me, they're going to want to do the things that I'm doing, but they're going to have to figure it out. Figuring out life. Happiness starts with yourself and placement of energy. I love placement of energy. One time I had this dope conversation with this one dude. He was a stoner. He was 100% a stoner. And he talked about aroma. And when I was sitting there and I was having this conversation about aroma with him, it blew my mind. He talked about placing energy in your body. You know how, let's say you're sitting down, right? And not sitting down, let's say you're laying down. You know how wires are in the house, electrician, let's say the wires to your TV, the back of your TV, how many wires there are connecting to power the box. Think about how many wires or veins and arteries and all this other stuff is powering to help the brain, or the heart is powering along. And think about, where do you want to place all your good energy? Place it right there. And you're going to be happy. I swear you're going to be happy. Even if it's the negative energy you have, place your negative energy away from you. When I have negative energy, I place my negative energy in my feet, and my feet hurt sometimes. And I'm really surprised that you can do that. It's a control of the mind. The mind is something so dope and crazy that many people should explore. I know nothing about the mind, but you make assumptions. You just assume. Stay curious. Always ask why. You know what I mean? Why this? Why that? Why? You know, why is the perfect question on this planet? This planet should be named why. It shouldn't even be, the whole universe should just be a question mark. You know what I mean? Why? Question mark. You know? Or just why? Everything is why. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do that? What if you don't know what you want to do? Because you haven't found that deeper meaning. So a crazy lifestyle, you know? I'm just rambling, to be honest. I'm really just rambling. So, why? Since we're on why, let's talk about why. Many people don't understand why they were given the lifestyle they were given, or why they want to do certain things, and then once you figure out, like, why, you're never going to figure out why. That's something you need to understand. You're never going to figure out why. Just figure out how, when, and do. And you ain't even got to figure out when. Just do. Like, you know, just do it. Like, that's literally, like, Nike's slang or slogan means a lot. Like, just do it means so much. Like, taking the risk to do something you haven't thought about. Like, let's say the first thing that pops into your mind, just do it. Like, literally just do it. Like, if you have a business idea, just do it. If you have an art, like, artistic idea, just do it. If you have, like, let's say artistic in food, clothing, painting, sculpting, photography, all these other great things, you know what I mean? Like, interior, exterior, architecture. If you, like, have, if you just have that one thing, just keep it. Like, just do it. Try to execute it. Try to execute it the best way you know how. Like, but don't forget to do research. That's something people always, like, when they're taking advice from other people, like, just do it. They just do it, but don't. But as they're doing it, they don't do research. They don't figure it out. Like, I started a company, not a company, but like an online business. It failed, 100% failed, but it didn't fail. Like, it didn't fail. Like, it taught me so many different things. Like, so I would say the beginning of September going to October, I started the lip gloss business. And I branded myself as Nisha2119. As you can see in my title of my, like, my name on here, like, my profile name and stuff like that. Like, I feel like, so my name is Nisha. That's why I named it Nisha. So my name is Nisha, and I put 2119 because all 2019, I failed so much. I failed miserably. And I felt like 21 is when I'm going to have everything, like, I need. Like, I feel like it's going to be when I'm the age of 21. It's not I'm not going to have everything I need, but, like, I'm going to know more about myself than I know now, like, because I'm 18. So I named my company or my business Nisha2119 to represent my failure and my growth, not my success. You know, like, early I said, like, that's how I feel like I was going to do better, like, or become successful. I didn't mean, like, success, but, like, growth. Like, I would progress. Like, I feel like progression is, like, a great thing that many people don't, like, appreciate. Like, they don't see their progress. They just see all their failures. But they need to see their failures as progress. Like, failure is good for the mind. Like, it's great. Like, I can talk about failure in my next episode. Failure is one of my biggest topics. I failed a lot in life, but I'm pretty happy. I can't even lie to you. Like, some days I have really sad days. I can't lie to you, but overall, I'm a pretty happy person, and things are pretty good for me. Like, I mean, I live the best lifestyle. Like, I mean, I have the best things in life, but I'm happy. Like, where I'm at right now, I'm so happy, because I think of, if you think back to your past, you always, okay, I got the best point. Okay, so, like, let's say a couple of years ago, my family was in a better place than they are today, and we were so much happier a couple of years ago than we are today. But if you think about that, you're going to be so much happier this time than a couple of years into the future. Like, in the future, you're going to feel like, oh, I had better years when I was back then. So, like, right now I'm having a great day and I'm happy, but in the future I'm going to realize that I'm still happy, and that in the past I was just happier, but I'm still happy. Like, it's a crazy thing to think about. I don't know how to process that or explain that, but, like, I can go over it maybe tomorrow or something when I'm in, like, a quieter environment or something like that. Also, I don't know. I really don't know. Well, I do know, but, like, I just want to write it down, you know? Like, I write a lot of stuff down. But have a good day. Have a good day. Today's a good day. Have a good day, you guys.